This man needs medical attention.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
Good morning, everybody. Hello there. Welcome to Wednesday. It's 5:45. My name's John Holmberg. There's Brady Bogan, Creepy E, Big Dick Toledo. My chair won't. Hang on.
Adjust.
My chair got stuck. There we go. It's 5:45. It's Wednesday morning. Good morning. And welcome to the morning sickness. We're very happy to have you. Another perfect day here in paradise as well. I was talking to somebody back east. And they're like, man, it's tough getting through. They'd like to be here, but it's tough getting through January because we know what we're going back to. And I'm like, hey, well, you know, we'll be here. It's always here. And I don't know why you'd want to come out here and make yourself miserable in the wintertime and then go back to it. Some people last night at that was at the Suns game. A very hilarious moment. There's a lot of weird last night at the Suns game.
Quiet? Is it quiet?
It's quiet. Actually, I will say the people that were there were loud. It ended up being a really good game. The Suns were down 20 at the half, and everybody's kind of like mulling around going, well, I'm probably going to get out of here
thinking
in the third quarter. And got a lot of minutes. 8 o'clock, I can get some things done. And then they came back and ended up winning the game. It was a good game, good finish, and a lot of young players. The Suns' starting lineup last night all combined was 108. That's a young team. That's five guys who are really young. So it took them a second.
Your boy Sarver there?
Sarver was two seats ahead of me, so yeah. we were making some loud comments about moving and doing things. And hey, look, everybody! Jerry Jones bought a yacht with his own money for $250 million. Owners of teams can spend $250 million on their own. You see, and then you just sit there. And then we looked up his net worth, and he's only like $400 million. Unless you're one of those poor owners who just kind of lucked into a team and spent all. You know, it's when you buy a house that's too expensive and you can't furnish it. It's called being house poor.
Oh, he's house poor.
He's house poor. So you got to be one of those owners with a lot of money, not one of those guys that just wants a trophy and then everybody else to help him out.
He needs a quick flip.
But yeah, Jerry Jones bought a boat for $250 million.
Helipads galore.
It doesn't. Yo, it's beautiful, too. It's amazing. If you look at it and then you sit behind a sports owner who's asking a city for the exact same amount of money. And granted, they're not in the same ballpark, but still, they have the same gig. Stop it. You've got a $2 billion franchise, essentially. Borrow against it. Anyway, so I did that. But I looked over, and last night we're in the VIP thing, which was really nice because you can go underground and have the free hot dogs. And so I'm under there, and this lady's got a sash and a crown on, and she's walking around with a couple of people, very pretty woman. And the sash is there, so everybody's trying to get a gauge on who this lady is. And it's Miss Arab USA. I think I'm saying that right. Miss Arab USA.
Spot on.
Which I didn't know. I want to go to this pageant. First off, I want to go to the pageant. Second, we looked it up online. It is headquartered here in beautiful Phoenix, Arizona, the Miss Arab USA pageant. I wouldn't have guessed
Interesting.
That. I would have guessed 10 to 12 other cities long before I'd have thought we were the hub of Miss Arab USA. And then there were four.
I think I saw then maybe a potential contestant because I saw a beautiful
Arab
mom and daughter combo. Yeah, Arab mom and daughter.
Were they wearing sashes or you just put them in the contest?
No, I just, wow.
Wow. So you mean you just assume?
Don't see that every day.
Don't see that every day. She must be a contestant.
What are you doing here?
So if you see, I think what Brady's saying, and I can't dispute this, is if you see a beautiful Asian woman, she's more than likely in the contest because it's housed here. They have Miss Arab USA here in Phoenix, which I don't understand. But anyway, so she's wandering around with her crown, but across from her, all the way across the court from her, are a bunch of men, like a council from the Middle East. Many turbans, it was a very Middle Eastern two rows. And I know
full garb.
It was very strange. So we kept thinking, well, I've never heard of this Miss Arab USA contest. So we all went naked gun with it, thinking, okay, nobody's going to question a beauty pageant contestant as the signal. So she's got a crown and a sash and is standing out and she's down in the front row. So when she leaves, clearly they're going to blow up Robert Sarver's building and he's going to get a new building. That's all we could figure is he's teamed up with ISIS and that's the only way he's going to get himself a brand new facility.
Or she's just wearing all that stuff to try to land herself a basketball.
She had a fella. I don't know.
She had a fella with her.
But I don't know if he was guarding or whatever. But I'm like, huh. So then we're down under in the VIP section and all these women who are, you know, it's very wealthy who's who of Phoenix Suns fans. And they're down there. And you see the same people a lot when you're at this stuff. And all the wealthy plastic surgery ladies in their 50s and 60s who feel, I don't know, like Kardashian-esque kind of thing. They're very ETV, Vanderpump Rules type ladies are wandering around and they're eyeballing Miss Arab USA. And they're looking at her like, I don't know if she's new here and she's She's actually naturally pretty. I'm not sure I like this. And one of them wandered over as I was getting a drink, and I was behind Miss A-Rab USA grabbing a beverage. And she turns around. I'm like, excuse me. And I didn't say anything because, you know, I don't know if she speaks English. So she says, moves by me with her friend. And some lady goes, I had to stop you. So she kind of holds me up for a second. I hear the whole conversation. This lady who's clearly trying to befriend her but also kind of shame her a little says, you're Miss Arab USA, I guess? And she said, yeah. And she goes, oh, okay. And that was the end of the entire exchange. So then later another lady says, I had to ask, are you Miss Arab USA? The woman is wearing a sash. That's who's going to wander around and wear that? What kind of questions
it's
are these?
Just a guess.
The bitterness from the older ladies who were down under this sun's thing towards this beauty pageant lady who was wandering around with
One compliment.
No, not one thing. It's like, you're just so beautiful. Congratulations. It was like the one lady was questioning whether or not it's actually true. So, are you Miss Arab USA?
Everybody's Googling on their phone.
I was like, well, we did because we're like, what is that? I want to go to this contest. So, yeah, the whole thing. And then.
But why wear the outfit?
Well, that was why. She's representing, I guess. She must have just won
she's
it.
She has to do it?
I don't know.
Did the Suns ask her to do it?
I've never seen a beauty pageant winner.
Probably partying all night, you know, the night before.
She
still
looked great.
Going.
She was very pretty.
Well, we had them in our parking lot for the.
Yeah. She wore her sash, that lady that won
there
whatever
multiple
she won.
Down there.
Were there a bunch of them? Miss Arab USA's?
No. I don't know what they were.
It was very strange.
They were wrapping presents for the troops.
Then. A few rows ahead of the Sheiks that I think were being signaled by Miss Arab, but the game got so good I didn't want to blow up Sarver's building last night. There was a man with a long beard and a pirate hat on, and like he was in the front row and had a big Suns jacket. And he literally went with the pirate hat. He looked like a pirate.
Wow, losing brings out the weird.
What's going on around here?
It's like Keith Richards.
The Suns game is the strangest thing I've ever seen.
I think anybody can get a ticket now.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. And then there was a row of people. I think that was it. It's like a bunch of the people that should be in the upper deck are now down real close to the court. And then there was a bunch of guys who looked like undercover cops from 80s cop shows. Like Hill Street Blues, they're like, beards were kind of shaggy, but they had the ski caps. And I'm like, well, this is right at a central casting for what you would want the crew from NYPD Blue to look like if they had a case.
A lot of beanies.
It's a really weird
indoor
crowd.
Beanies.
So strange. Very strange. And some people who were Sacramento Kings fans, which I didn't even know existed outside of Sacramento. It's a weird night. But, if you're going to wander over to Miss Arab USA, the first question can't be, are you Miss Arab USA? Because I wanted a Miss Arab USA to go, no, and just keep walking. And just treat that woman like, I know, you think I'm a bitch, and that's why you're asking, so I'm going to be one.
What city in Arab are you from?
Yeah. Where is Arab USA? Is that in Arizona? But, yeah, the Harlem Globetrotters are shockingly headquartered here in Phoenix. And I don't know if they still are, but they used to be. And I always found that to be odd. But Miss Arab USA pageant being from Phoenix is, like, really weird to me.
It has to be somewhere.
Yeah, I know, but like you'd think Dearborn, Michigan, or somewhere where there's a lot of
Dearborn,
well, that's
Michigan.
The highest population of Muslims and Middle Easterners in America.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, I know. That's shocking too.
Maybe they
but
want
that's
similar weather
for the contest.
Yeah, just to make the headquarters.
And what makes you Miss Arab USA? Like, what differentiates that contest from just any other beauty pageant? And isn't it discrimination?
You got to be a citizen.
Of the USA.
Yeah.
That's true of all Miss USA things.
Yeah. So with Arabic roots.
Oh, I get that, Brady. Yeah. I understand. But what makes the contest different?
How does it differ? Like what kind of competitions do they have?
Yeah, they're just eating.
Probably just the same as any other
that's
pageant.
That's what I'm saying. So she's just another pageant winner.
Yeah,
so it's not really.
Much.
It just happens
they've
to
broken
be.
It down.
It's like a big, I guess.
There's probably Miss Latina USA.
And then where do they go
from
there?
What are the talents? Probably the same.
Same crap.
Singing.
Yeah, like twirling batons.
You don't want to watch it.
No, I do, actually. I really want to watch this. I want to hear them sing, because it has to be cultural, right? So they can't just go out there and sing a Celine Dion song. That wouldn't be any good. That's
it's
not
still
Arab
USA is a part of this. So.
I know, but so is the Arab part, and that's the more important part to the USA part, because they've already got a Miss USA pageant. So they're differentiating by saying it's Arab. It's like very Arab. It's like going to an Indian restaurant and they serve hamburgers. It's still in the United States. But you want Indian food. I go to Miss Arab USA. I want some Arab stuff. I don't know, like sword
like a,
fights
like
and
a carpet
saber.
Race.
Yes, that kind of stuff.
So this is what you're looking for.
Exactly what I'm looking for. Have you been? You must have been.
Yeah, they're all over the place.
But that's what I'm saying. It's like we're always trying to say everybody's even, and then we have this, and I'm like, well, I want to go see that to see what differentiates your Because if you go up there and you twirl batons, play the trumpet or do Chuck Mangione or whatever, it's just another pageant. This is supposed to be culturally significant, I think.
Yeah, there's got to be some other
I'm
activities.
Going. I didn't know we broke it down like that. And I didn't know it was headquartered to where they could afford space to
Maybe
rent.
Maybe it's tournament style. We don't even realize. Like they all get in eventually to the Miss USA pageant.
Like that's it. That's how it goes.
Yeah.
Huh. So Miss Arab USA has to fight off Miss Latina USA, has to fight off Miss Swedish USA.
With your left hand only.
To become Miss USA.
Yep.
And we don't even know
It's a big tournament.
It's like when like the Karate Kid. Everybody just has to whittle it down to the last. And who knows? And how far down does it go? Because if I didn't know about Miss Arab USA, what else is there? Is it like Miss Swiss USA? I'd like to go see that. That's kind of my style. I don't know. It was interesting. But the crowd was really strange last night. It was just an odd group. Just... Suns are attracting a
what
very
was the,
strange bunch.
If you remember or recall, what was the halftime entertainment? Anything?
There was a bunch of children dancing.
Nice.
Again?
Again.
Is that all they have?
So we sat in a spot where the Suns dancers would come by. And like they were from me to
right
Brady.
Right in front of
yeah,
you.
They're like,
last time.
Yeah, like, yeah, you were there last time. We were and just standing.
Uncomfortable.
It is very uncomfortable. And they're like, get up and scream. I'm like, if I get up and scream, I'm literally a foot from a woman's face. And if I do that, it's just, I think it's domestic violence. But all I say to them is, I don't know what to do to you. I can't objectify you. You're very powerful lady. And she's just shaking her ass. And I'm like, what am I supposed to do? The Suns have to cut the day. The Spurs just said, screw it. No more of this. Because I don't know. Is there any man who wants to watch a woman dance other than at a strip club? Is dancing something like, hey, guys. You want to go out tonight and watch some ladies dance? Like, at a strip club? No.
Breaks.
Like, real dancing, like talented dancers.
I mean, they work at it.
Yeah, with all the step-up movies and all that. I mean,
yeah, but you want to go because it's sexy. You don't want to go and watch women dance for real as a guy.
It's definitely selling sexy.
That's it. And we're not allowed to objectify them. The crowd's not interested anymore. And when they're like, Suns dance team, and they go out there and writhe around on the ground.
People
nobody
can
cares.
See through your soul. You're objectifying inside.
I do it pretty loud.
Yeah.
I do it pretty
loud.
I'm pretty externally objectifying a lot of time. Oh, nice.
Holy crap.
Look at that guy.
And as they went by, I'm just like, not objectifying. Not at all objectifying. As they ran by me, I'm like, not objectifying
you. And you live your heart on your sleeve.
Well, man. I have to. You know what? It's honesty. And I think they respected that. Well, he wasn't objectifying. He said so. Not objectifying that ass. Damn.
That was a great dance.
But you wander out in those clothes and you start, bending over a foot away from me. And I'm like, well, I'm not objectifying, but I'm definitely not thinking what a great dancer either. Yeah, that's got to go. In this day and age, you got to get rid of those. Because no guys were interested. And another thing I noticed is that if, black guys, you're so lucky because you get to wear sweatpants as fashion. There were so many black guys in full matching sweatsuits top to bottom. I'm like, if I tried that, people would think I've quit. And they look cool as hell. Like, this dude went by in a full red, top-to-bottom red sweatsuit. And everybody's like, damn, that looks great, man. And I'm like, if I did that, everybody would be like, oh, Holmberg's sick, and he's quitting.
You don't know. You try it out.
You can't. White guys can't do it.
Get a gold chain.
You can try it. Brady, try it. But if Brady came in all sweats, would be all over. I'm like, oh, my God, it's over. He's quitting. He's not even trying.
Well, he's close. He's got shorts.
Yeah, I'm pretty close.
Oh, you don't try. I'm not saying that's even less than now what you're doing. And that's
amazing.
Yeah,
if I had the matching pants on
there. If you wore matching pants, it's a onesie on a white guy for some reason. On a black guy, it's fashion.
You have basketball shorts and a Guns N' Roses t-shirt. I mean, come on.
He didn't try at all.
today did not.
This is one of those.
This is one of my, I picked this outfit out the night before.
This outfit is Ronnie woke you at 3 and said, we got to go to the hospital. That's what that screams to me. And I'm all for that. Trust me, I'm all for it. But it's weird because the full top-to-bottom matching sweatsuit, they were everywhere. And I'm like, couldn't do it. No way.
I wouldn't feel comfortable in this outfit at the Suns game.
If you had red sweatpants on with that, imagine. Oh, you have a red sweatshirt
that steps
and red
it up.
Sweatpants.
At least it might formalize it a little bit.
Nope, it doesn't. It just makes a white guy
but
look like
But do the Suns really deserve people getting dressed up?
Oh, not dressed up. The dude was dressed up. That's my point.
Why,
everybody's like,
I mean,
this dude looks great. And the thing
was like a formal sweatsuit.
It was a
sweatsuit.
Givenchy. It was a really, but it was a sweatsuit. And it's still, you can't deny that it's
Gucci
a sweatsuit.
Gucci get up or something.
Unbelievable. The people watching was amazing.
It's kind of funny when you think about like the different ways the sports, like the fans, how they react, like how they get dressed and stuff. Because in all the other sports, like football, and you're just wearing your team's jersey and You know,
yeah.
It's Suns game. For some reason, basketball games, you're expected to dress real nice yeah. down in those front
You're just playing. You're showing yeah. you're a player.
It's like a weird showing off thing.
It is a strange. There's a big difference because I think it's because you're so camera ready. It's the only sport that you're actually on the court.
That's true.
You know, so the
everybody's hoping to be on the camera.
Everybody's trying to, you know, if I'm on television, I want to look the part.
Because in football, good. Like, it's a bunch of scrubs down yeah, there in the front yeah. rows. And
it's just a bunch of blue collar. It seems more blue collar.
Look
right?
at the Raider fans.
Occasionally, I mean, not even wearing a shirt.
Yeah. Yeah. No, nobody ever does that. A basketball game in the front row just takes their shirt off.
Maybe at college.
Yeah. There's a lot of people.
You know where they put it?
Yeah, college. But
they might
that's
do it. The student section.
Yeah.
It was not at NBA.
Man, I tell you, it was weird. It was really weird. And I've been to a lot of weird Sun stuff, but this was weird. And Robert Sarver's got, and there's no vibe in that building at all. And then at the end, it was kind of fun because it was a close game, but there's just nothing going on. But yeah, Jerry Jones, we made it clear to him that owners of real teams, real successful ones, can buy $250 million yachts. They don't have to ask for the city to buy him a yacht. Same exact amount of money he wants. He can move. He can go. I'm fine with that. Yeah, and take all those weirdos that were there last night. But whenever that Miss Arab USA pageant is, I want in on the next one. We're going. I'll host it. I'll happily. Can I host it?
Yeah.
I'm allowed to host that, right?
Sure.
Wouldn't I be? Or would they only want an Arab? Are they like Regina King, where they actually discriminate out loud, and it's a good thing? Like Regina King says, she's not going
to
hire men anymore.
You have to do some research. And... Well, I think you could do it.
Have to research.
Because if there's certain events and you have no idea what's
sure.
going on.
Yeah. Well, I don't know how the carpets work. Like
the
you
culture?
Well, I don't think I have to. I just have to say, here's the next thing, and then they do it, right?
You're immediately putting up the wrong hand.
Oh, yeah. I can't use my left hand at all.
Things like that. Little things like that.
Keep that in one pocket and then just wave my arm. I don't know, but I would like to be part of that because I want to see that. Cultural stuff's neat to me, and I didn't know we had it. It's a Phoenix thing. And there she was, a couple rows ahead of us in the crown. And I just thought, man, there's no such thing as Miss Arab USA contest. This is all. When she stands up, Reggie Jackson's going to come out and say, must kill the Suns. Very Naked Gun last night. It was a strange night. Anyway, Suns, congratulations. You're a winner. Sports in this city is very strange right now. The Cardinals have made their hire, and everybody's kind of got their fingers crossed and their eyes closed. It's Cliff Kingsbury is your coach now. And
what a track record.
Yeah, and the track record of a losing college buddy had Patrick Mahomes for 4 years. He knew him. He met him and also watched TV with several successful coaches. That's basically the hiring in a nutshell. It's like he watched a lot of TV with McVay over there in L.A., and he was a big the Shanahan character in him and the other guy. What's the other guy up there in San Francisco, right?
Kyle Shanahan,
yeah. And he watched TV with him. And Bill Belichick once said he would like to watch TV. I'm not making this up. This is exactly why he was. I mean, Steve Keim in his office, like, I understand it. There was a couple of coaches that liked him who they watched Bird Box. And they got along there in the Bird Box. Kyle Kingsbury's our coach. I got an Uber driver.
I wonder how deep it goes. I ate in a cafeteria with Sean McVay once.
You're hired!
We have video evidence that Kyle went to touch Patrick Mahomes. And that's all we need. I need an Uber driver.
You don't have to end every sentence with that.
I need an Uber driver.
Okay. Well, that's your hire, Cardinal fans. And I talked to a guy last night who's a Cardinal fan. He's like, maybe we struck gold.
Was it Kingsbury?
You never know.
Or was it Mahomes? Because after Mahomes left, they went to sucking and he got
Kingsbury
fired.
Kingsbury had a pretty good system.
Mahomes went on.
Sure.
Come on, it's the
they
Big
got
12.
Worse.
Everybody's
yeah.
got a
it got bad. Mike Leach had a better record than him.
He was 35-44 or something like that, right?
35-40.
40. Or 40. Okay. So, yeah, without Patrick Mahomes, he wasn't. And Patrick Mahomes has proven, hey, I do this everywhere I go.
Who knows? Maybe it'll work.
He's got a great name.
Sure.
I don't know what his middle name is, but I hope it doesn't start with a K. So we'll see. But, I mean, it does not feel like that. Cardinal fans are kind of like, well, we'll see. I think it's a we'll see hire. Because if it's the McVay thing all over again, they'll look like geniuses. If it's not, it's going to be bad. And he's got at least 2 years because you can't fire another coach after one season.
Well, it's who he brings in.
Well, and they're worried about that, too. Yeah. He hasn't spent 1 second in the NFL as an assistant.
This is a weird one. This is an odd one.
And Nagy were in the NFL for 9 years or something like that.
The ones they're trying to get. Yeah. He gleans so much of them when they watch Bird Box together that we think for sure he's going to be great.
Did you see the baby fit that came through, though, and he got two compensatory picks? When Arians signed with Tampa Bay?
Oh, no, I didn't.
Why would he throw a baby fit? He should be happy that he got anything.
Got a sixth and a seventh. I know.
They shouldn't have gotten anything.
Well, the NFL wasn't going to give him anything.
I know. They said no.
Yeah. And they gave him
something. Tampa Bay just didn't want to deal with it. They're like, all right,
fine. I thought Bruce Arians was too sick to coach anymore. I thought he was like worried about his heart.
Well, they gave him a physical. Apparently, he checked out.
Did anyone think that was going to be different?
Yeah, I mean, like, he's all right.
You just get sick when you're coaching
the Cardinals, I guess.
Carson Palmer's retiring. Oh, I'm sick.
Bruce Arians is going to leave because he's not feeling so good, you see. So he's never going to coach again, and I find another guy.
That is a spot on Steve Keimer.
It's perfect. It's dead on. I'm head of security. Who's in the room right now?
I wonder if he was drinking when he made the hire.
I'm Cliff Kingsbury. I'm going to be here for the interview. Have you seen Bird Box? Yeah. Who did you watch with? Sean McVay. What? Okay. Let's call Bill Belichick. Don't say nothing. I'll call him real quick.
Hello?
Bill Belichick?
Yeah?
It's Steve Keim.
So what?
Do you know Cliff Kingsbury?
Yeah, I actually asked him to watch TV with me once.
Okay. Oh, that's all I need to hear. Okay, bye. You're so hired it hurts. That's all it was. In the interview, in the paper I read, Steve Keim and the guys were like, he's watched a lot of TV.
He hung out with some. He
hung out with some very successful people.
People that get after.
Watched television with him. He watched tape. He watched tape with McVay. You know, if that's all it takes, I'm going to see if I can do that. Can you just watch TV with me? I think I can get a head coaching job after that. It doesn't take much. But it is going to be a weird one.
You're too old, John.
Yeah, that's true. You got to be in your 30s. You have to be a failed player who can't play in your early 30s. And I got question marks all around. Maybe they struck gold. It seems like
it can't work every time.
Exactly. It seems like one of those things that they say, well, this is just the blueprint now. You hire a guy who's in his 30s who's touched greatness once or twice. It just doesn't seem like it's not a very creative way of thinking to me. It's one of those things where you're like, well, the Rams did it. How come it can't work every time? He's young. He knows Patrick Mahomes.
Other than, I guess you could throw more money out, but who could you lure in?
Yeah, there aren't many good
job.
Candidates, right?
That's...
So he should have probably just gotten a better coach last year.
It's like a Hail Mary pass. Yeah, they're doing a Hail Mary.
Yeah, with a rookie. We'll see.
Oh, please work out.
Hey, maybe it will. Maybe it is the new. Maybe that's all it's ever been. It's just a guy who knows a guy who's young. I don't know.
Like,
who's
going to be his assistants? Like, if he hasn't been in the NFL, like, coaching ever.
I don't know.
Like, he's going to pull guys out of college?
Yeah. More dudes from
more
Texas.
Guys more guys that failed with him at Texas Tech?
Remember when we were with Patrick Mahomes? Oh, yeah. Yeah, me too. That's good times.
He didn't have enough time at USC to even grab any of them.
Yeah. It's almost like they're treating him like he's a wizard. Like, just put your hands on Josh Rosen and just make him Patrick Mahomes. Wizard man.
The Bucs hired Arians, and all of a sudden, he had Todd Bowles. He had all these coaches.
All the coaches are like, well, I want to be with him. Because I'm not going to be. Todd Bowles cannot stand behind.
I need a stretcher. I need a.
Right. I'll work the defibrillator if Arians hires me rather than go out to the Kingsbury and see if that mess works. We'll see. I don't know. It's a strange time for Arizona sports. Very weird. But you Cardinals, you got your guy. See you next year, fans.
Just bought myself another year.
I got it. That doesn't really thing.
Does this mean Rosen's throwing 50 touchdowns next
year? Yeah, 5,000 yards, 50 touchdowns. You watch TV with the guy.
What a turnaround for Rosen.
We used to have bachelor night over there at McVay's house.
Well, they played me and Cleveland and the Buccaneers next year.
Oh,
Baker Mayfield's going to throw the finger at him.
We'll see. I don't know. I hope Bruce Arians doesn't drop dead because, I mean, that was a big concern. His heart was no good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think he left on bad terms.
No,
really.
They were like,
Arians retiring. He's
probably
done.
Shouldn't do this,
His
coach.
Wife was saying, it's just too much. He's not going to make it anymore.
He's like, he was home for a little bit.
I think that's the case with
I'm
all
dying
those
on the sidelines.
I think that's the truth with every guy that comes back. I've never understood why, like I talked to Dale, I'm like, why would you put yourself through that for 13 or 14 years? Traveling, beating your body up. Just, you know, you can retire early. So when you get back home, and then the next thing you know, like, I got to get back out there with the boys. I got to travel. Like baseball players, 20 years. And then like Ryan Sandberg wanted to coach a minor league team rather than go home with his family.
Well, he had a lot of families.
Yeah, well, he had a couple of them, so it was tough. But
he had a lot of different
families. I just don't get it. Like 5 minutes alone with Bruce Arians' wife, and Bruce is like, I don't care how bad my heart is. I got to go coach something.
This sucks.
This stinks. She wants to clean, and I can't put my feet on anything, and I'm getting out of here. This ain't worth it. So hopefully Bruce is all right, but I don't know. Why would, if they didn't have a bad relationship and it was just a health thing, why not just have Bruce come back? Something ain't right. Anyway, congratulations, Cardinal fans. Good luck next year. We'll see. And congratulations to Miss A-Rep USA. I don't know your name, but.
Big win.
Big win.
Would you do it? Did you get in there?
Would I have
was she that good?
Physically assaulted Miss Arab USA?
No, I was kind of thinking just bang her. But.
Call it what you want. She's a very pretty lady. Yes.
Yeah, you would
have. The answer is yes.
You'd have gone in.
Had she given me the go signal, I would be Mr. Arab USA. It was, yeah, so she's a pretty lady.
Megan, I'll be back in a little bit.
Got to be honest with you. So, are you Miss Arab USA? I'm like, lady, don't just go walk away.
Yes, I am.
Okay. And that was the end of it.
Hey, could I try that crown on real quick?
What a great moment that was. So condescending. Like, she's walking around faking it. Let's get a wake-up song. 585-9800. A good one to start off this glorious day. That wasn't her. That must be last year's girl. Maybe it is. That's just a bad picture. Eva Agha?
Sure.
Yeah. Long dark hair. I mean, her hair was gorgeous. I noticed her hair first. Anyway, she's wandering around there. She's tall. The rest of them leave a little something to be desired.
Mindy isn't the name I would expect.
Well, that's the USA side. Because her last name's Muhammad.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
She's got it. That one's got it.
Maybe you only have to be like 50%.
So did she marry in? Or?
Oh, that's a good point. I don't know. I don't know what the rules are. But I want to see the contestants at work. But here it is. I don't know where the headquarters are, but I want to get a volunteer.
Hello, Fabiola. I like her. I like Fabiola.
Fabiola's good. Yeah, she was a good looking lady. Anyway, I didn't know it was a thing.
Those crowns are huge.
Oh, the one she was wearing last night. That's why I'm like, that's more than a crown. That's a signal to somebody. And Sarver has teamed with ISIS to blow this place to bits. That's the only way he's getting a new building. When she gets up and they see that, that's the go sign.
January 5th, she was crowned, John.
Oh, just a couple days ago. So this was her tour. Mm-hmm. She got to go to a sunset. There were people from Japan there that had a sign that said, "We are honeymoon." And I'm like, first off, hilarious. Second, worst honeymoon ever. Suns-Kings game on a Tuesday? You could have gone to a better place than that.
They've just stereotyped themselves.
We are honeymoon. And like, the Delta,
you can't do that.
The Delta Kiss Cam looked like they'd never, like they pixelated them, which was even worse. They pixelated there, just like porn at their house. Anyway, let's get a wake up song. 585-9800. We'll scream it together. It's 98 KUPD. Wake up!
Big, red, and badass.
It's the natural way radio should be.
98.